ibadah, worshipping Allah, meaning salah, reciting Quran. Many Muslims are not practicing. They don't offer salah. They don't recite Quran. They don't. I'd like to address every individual who doesn't offer salah, doesn't recite Quran, the one who doesn't perform such good deeds. And he's not bothered. I want you to fear that your Creator has taken away the ability to perform good deeds from you. And that's not good for you. Virtues are performed by the person who is given the ability by Allah. Otherwise, one can't perform virtues. So, the one who doesn't offer salah, he is not enabled to do so. There are certain individuals who are even in the company of salah offering people, but yet they find ways to miss their salah. They'll go here or there to miss salah and congregation. So, the unfortunate one would go to toilet just for hiding from people. Now, one should realize that you're not getting entrance in the masjid. But where are you going? Toilet? Fear Allah. I've just said this for you to ponder and think about it. Don't do like this. Why are you hiding? From whom are you hiding? You don't have to offer salah for someone. You have to offer salah for Allah Azza wa Jal. Can you hide from him? Will Allah not see you that whether you offered salah or not? I mean, here, you're hiding from people. Meaning, you are shying from people, but not shying from Allah. How can one hide from Allah? So this is just to make you realize. So those that don't open Quran, those that do not recite salawat, likewise they don't do dhikr or perform good deeds, they should really fear that we are Muslims, alhamdulillah. We have faith in Allah, but why the door of action is closed, door of good deeds is closed upon us? We should fear on this, and we should cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh Allah, I'm your bondsman. I want to worship you. You have created me to worship you. Allah says, and I have created jinns and human beings only for this, that they should worship me. Our purpose is to worship. We've left our purpose and we are not bothered. Allah does not need our worship. We are in need. We are needy. In fact, we need to worship him. He says in Quran, Inna rahmatullahi qareebun minal muhsineen. Indeed, Allah's mercy is close to the righteous. Subhanallah. So please shed tears and pray in the court of Allah. Even one salah out of five is being missed. Meaning a person offers four times salah, but he misses one. Yet he should fear. It's a beautiful piece of advice. If you miss any salah or congregation, or you're deprived to perform good deed, fall in good deeds. Start fearing. Have I made any ill assumption about somebody? Have I committed any sin? Because of which, what act have I done which has caused deprivation of performing good deeds? And I am unable to perform virtues. When darkness will increase, light will decrease. And it's vice versa. Virtues are noor and light. Sins and evil are darkness. So if you increase the darkness, then definitely light will decrease. And again, it is vice versa.